principal at a high school in Jamaica calling for an end to social promotions in schools. This is WAVS News. This follows a newspaper report this week that shows that upwards of 70% of students at a high school in Metro Kingston are not reading at grade level.
At the primary level, and I'm not putting the blame at any one sector, but at the primary level, you'd expect that our students leaving the primary school, coming to us in the secondary school, that they would come prepared to read.
Linton Weir, who is principal at the Old Harbour High, tells RJR, tells Power 106 today, the remedy will have to come from the primary level of education in the country. The education minister, meanwhile, Dr. Dana Morris-Dixon, says her ministry is aware of the situation and some progress has been made in mitigating the situation.
Every student at grade 5 that was seen as underperforming at the level, we did diagnostic tests for 2,000 of them last summer, and this summer we're going to do it. So all of them that we find that are underperforming will now get a diagnostic test over the summer holiday.
The minority leader in the British Virgin Islands, Myron Walwyn, calling for an independent investigation into the government's deposit of $5 million into the now-defunct Bank of Asia BVI Limited, warning that the Virgin Islands may never recover the public funds. The deposit was reportedly made between December of last year and April this year after the bank's owners had filed for bankruptcy in January of 2025 and its assets were globally frozen. Walden is questioning how such a decision could have been made when residents are struggling with water shortages, failing infrastructure and a rising cost of living. In the Cayman Islands, the new director of the Department of Agriculture, Wilbur Welcome, says bolstering Cayman's food security will be a major priority under his leadership. He has been tasked with overseeing the strategic direction and daily operations of the department with a focus on empowering local farmers, enhancing food security, and advancing sustainable agricultural practices. Currently, the Cayman Islands imports roughly 90% of its food, with more than 80% originating in the U.S. This is Winston Barnes, WAVS News. According to the country's foreign affairs minister, there is no tension between the governments of Trinidad and Tobago and Venezuela.
And the Ministry of Defense indicated after having conducted sober and comprehensive checks that there was no evidence to support that. On Wednesday, I think mid-morning, another report came out of Venezuela from their minister, of course, they're not the president, indicating that there was a Trinidadian amongst the...
Speaking with TV6 News, Foreign and CARICOM Affairs Minister Sean Sober says part of the confusion lies in the various spellings of the name of the supposed Trinidad and Tobago national. This is Winston Barnes, WAVS News.